Radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Daily G podcast. Shout out to all those who are watching me on the on video. So we are doing two things at the same time. We are doing the video and then we are also doing this podcast. All right, so today I have a very special guest. I have a guy who is doing some pretty amazing stuff on Instagram, and I thought it wise to bring him today because today I'm talking about crushing it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Instagram is big, man. As of today, there's about 800 million active users, monthly users on Instagram alone. And I think that, Charlie, the things going on are pretty phenomenal. And this morning, so I read that they are going to soon roll out audio calling and video calling on Instagram, which means that the platform is getting bigger and bigger every day. And so today I brought in Quavels, man like Quavels. Quavels, what's up?
I do.
Cool. Quavels.
Embarrassing.
All right. So why did I decide to bring Quavels here? Quavels has over 126,000 followers on Instagram. Charlie, if you have this kind of following, it means that you are doing something right. Yeah, it's true. It means that you are doing something right. And the reason I decided to bring Quavels today. And so today, I'm talking to Quavels. Quavels, Charlie, introduce yourself. I don't want to introduce you. Tell us about yourself.
Yes, it's your boy Quavels.
You can call me Q.
Yeah, the Q. Yeah. As my boy said, I'm a digital marketer.
Okay.
But people know me as a model.
Okay.
But they don't know the digital side of me.
All right.
So it's a combination of what I love doing and the skills I've learned from digital marketing.
All right.
I've got me here. So yeah.
Right.
Today we're about to mash up the place.
Yeah. So Quavels, so aside the digital marketing bit, tell us a bit more about the modeling thing that you're doing. What are some of the brands that you've worked with? What are some of the jobs that you've done?
Okay, with the modeling part of what I do, I've worked a couple of big brands.
Okay, I think you have to come closer to our mic.
I've worked with MTN.
Wow.
I've worked with Tigo.
All right.
I think I did Tigo in 2012. And a year later, or 2 years after, I did MTN.
Okay.
I was an ambassador for KitKat.
Wow.
I've done Rexona, I've done Fidelity. Mm-hmm. Like I've done a couple of things for really big brands. So,
wow.
Yeah.
But how did you start? How did you get into all this, man? I mean, these are some pretty big brands you're talking about.
It's been an interesting journey because I started off doing this with runway modeling.
Okay.
I started with runway modeling and I didn't know about commercial modeling when I started.
Okay.
So gradually learning from people who are better than me, people who have been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. I got to know about commercial modeling, and then I started to diverge into commercial modeling.
All right.
And I dropped runway because runway wasn't paying much.
Okay.
And runway wasn't paying much. It was consuming, taking much of my time. Mm-hmm. And yeah. That's how it started. I started with runway. And
cool. Q. Right. Now let's get to the main subject today. Today, crushing it on Instagram, man. Tell me, you have over 26,000. That's crazy, man. my personal Instagram account, I'm not sure if I even reached 1,000 yet.
Just a matter of time.
So how old is your account now?
My account is I'll say 4 years old.
4 years, wow. Yeah. So in the space of 4 years, over 126,000. Now, why is this platform so important for you?
I think it's a platform where I can see that mm-hmm. I learned a lot.
Okay.
I've grown with the platform.
All right.
Because when I created the platform, I remember there were times where I post and I just have one like or two likes.
Oh, Charlie.
I post and then
Charlie, people can.
people can relate.
They can relate with this, man.
People can really relate. There were times where I post and then I'm the only one who likes it or just a couple of likes. And I didn't see myself getting here, but I had to put in the work.
Yeah.
I had to put in the work daily. I had to put in the work. Like I was virtually posting daily. I was virtually coming up with different ways of doing things.
Wow.
You understand? And studying the platform because I used to sleep on the platform.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a friend, he see me and he asked me, today you go house. You go as you know, and say, am I going to IG?
And I'll be like, that's what it means. You go.
And I'll be like, no, are they? Yeah,
that's
funny. Yeah, so I used to stay on the platform for a lot of hours and study how the algorithm works.
Okay.
Yeah, just to know what to do and what not to do.
So how long did it take you for you to get your first 10,000 likes? Like 10,000 followers?
Wow. Wow. I think when I got it, I felt like you're average.
Wow. I felt like I've arrived.
Yeah, I thought I had arrived.
Like, imagine what I'll do with my first
10,000. I thought I had arrived. But what did I do? I think around that time, I was doing a lot of photo shoots.
Okay.
And, yeah. And there were not much people doing
Instagram.
Yeah, photo shoots on Instagram. Mm-hmm. There were not much people. But now a lot of people are doing it.
Yeah.
When there are so many influencers out there who are doing photo shoots, who are doing video vlogs.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of that. Yeah. But when I started, a lot of people were not doing that. Okay. So people loved me for that.
Okay.
You understand? And because of that, a lot of people were following me. A lot of people were tagging their friends under my post.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's how we got there and gathered. And I think that one thing about social media people, like, once people love you, they're going to recommend it to other people.
Okay.
You understand? Right. They're going to recommend it to other people. So you just have to keep the people who love you.
Okay.
Still entertained.
Let me ask you this question. Okay, so it's not like directly to you per se, but it's a question in general. Like, in doing what you love on Instagram, does the size of your audience matter? Does the size of your following really matter?
Before it used to matter, but now it doesn't.
It doesn't now.
It doesn't, because before, Instagram shows what you post to all your followers.
Okay.
Because the number of people that were on Instagram were not this much.
Okay.
But now, because of the number of the huge number of people who are on Instagram, they can't show the content to everybody.
Everybody.
Okay. So that one is 26,000 followers. You don't show my content to the 126,000 followers. They show it to the people who are interested in my post.
Okay. I think that's a very, very important point you've made.
So it's about if you have 1,000 people.
Uh-huh.
So if you have 1,000 people following you, and all the 1,000 people are interested in your post, Instagram is going to show the post all the 1,000.
Okay, that's cool.
So you find out that there are people who have maybe just 10,000 followers, but their likes are really high.
So in essence, you are trying to say that providing value overrides the number.
Yeah. When the value is there, the followers are going to go up.
Wow, that's cool.
But
that's
if the followers are up and the value is not there, it's not relevant.
Okay. So to you personally, what is the value of your audience to you? I mean, does it help you when you are getting brand deals?
It does a lot, but especially KitKat. I was chosen as a KitKat ambassador because of
the audience
I had, because they thought I had some kind of influence on some people. So that's why I was chosen for that.
Wow. Yeah. So what is the secret? What is the secret to building an engaged
secret
audience?
Sauce, hot sauce.
Because I know Quabbles has magic fingers, Charlie. Before you even tell me that, I know that you're a digital marketer. You've worked like on some individual accounts, and through your efforts, the account has seen a growth in number of video views, followers. Charlie, you are doing. Charlie, do you have magic fingers? Do we need to come and cut your fingers and use them? What's the secret to building an engaged audience?
So, truth be told, I can say what I know.
Okay.
But a lot of it, I don't understand. Wow. A lot of it, it's actually beats my imagination. Like, I find myself that it's so surprising. Once I start managing an account, that account just goes. I don't know. Some of it, I don't know what I do.
Okay.
Most of the time, I don't know what I do.
Do you feel a part of this is probably consistency and the quality of the content?
Yeah, so like I was saying, like, I can say something that I know. That works.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is consistency and find out what people want, what people want from you.
Okay.
Because there's this particular account that I manage, and I've always realized that once you post the video without editing, you see some people do videos.
They like it raw.
Yeah, some people do videos and then they edit the sound later and put it on in the video. You understand?
Yeah.
But once you take, when maybe once you are dancing or something, the song is playing in the background, and you post it like that, it actually reaches more people.
Okay.
So once you get to realize what actually works you do more of that.
Wow. Okay.
You understand? Yes, you do more of that. That's one secret. Once, and people might love you for something. So you just have to keep feeding them before they like.
Wow. Cool.
Reason why a lot of people's pages are not great, I think that a lot of people want the audience, they want the interaction, but they're not ready to work for it.
They want overnight success.
Yes, you just get up and you think that, yeah.
They want 10K in like 3 days.
You want to eat, but you don't want to cook. So you have to cook.
Maybe Quavos is also a part-time comedian. All right, Quavos. So, what are some of the significant features of Instagram that you personally you like? That helps you to build your brand? Because, I mean, there are different social media platforms. Each has a unique feature. Yeah. To you, what is it about Instagram that makes you love that platform?
Okay, Instagram changes. From time to time,
mm-hmm.
So there's this new thing. It looks like when you go to the explore, mm-hmm. and maybe I like a video from
DDG. The explore tab.
Yeah, when I go to the when I like a video from DDG,
okay,
and I'm scrolling, mm-hmm. it's showing all the videos DDG has posted. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you realize.
It's
a new thing that they are doing, and I think it's a good thing, because if one video goes to the explore, that means that lots of other videos of yours is going to be seen.
So
I think it's a good another thing that I like is when you see, you can see what the people that you're following are doing,
mm-hmm.
the pictures they like, the videos they like, and all mm-hmm. that. So it also makes you see more people and get to know more things online. So all right. Those are the two features that I really like about it.
Dope.
I don't like is the fact that somebody can post right now and then their content is not sure, but somebody that posted 24 hours, their content is showing your movie. I really don't like
Well, that. Who can beat the algorithm? Yeah. Who can, all right.
Zach.
So.
We've got nothing on Zach. Zach is the boss.
Exactly, I tell you, he's doing some weird things that we all don't know.
Yeah, we need to
that guy.
We need to invite him here.
He needs to come on the Daily G podcast, man, and tell us some stuff that Charlie are beating our minds. So, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so finally, Quabs, what are some of the tips you would like to give anyone who is starting out? So, Charlie, the person is like, all right, so Instagram, here I go today. What advice will you give somebody who is just starting out, a newbie, somebody who just has 20, who has just basically started? I mean, he just started.
I'll say, should be a thief.
You should be a thief.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This is deep. You should be a thief. Me saying you should be a thief is, there's like, you should learn from people.
Okay.
You should study people.
Okay.
And try and do what they're doing. So there are a lot of cars that are doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
There's Maraji, there's Chris Clown, there's mm-hmm. there's Quaggles, there's Daily.
You
study this account and you see that what they are doing, people love what they are doing.
Okay.
You understand? So you find you have to copy and copy in a way that it doesn't look like you're copying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean by you should be a thief.
Mm-hmm.
You have to copy in a way that doesn't look like you're copying and add your own style.
Okay.
You understand? Because I see a lot of people doing the similar thing, like exactly what Maraji is doing, but they're doing it mm-hmm. in their own way.
Okay.
And so many people are loving what they are doing.
Wow.
You understand? So be a thief, but be a thief in a nice way.
Whoop. Yeah. So that's from Quabbles.
Yeah, but and also you should be patient.
You should be patient. I think that's a very, very important point. You should be very, very patient.
It's like growing a beard.
Like my beard.
Because I don't have beard, but I know one day.
You know that one day you get it?
That's a matter of time. I'm being very patient. Yeah, so.
All right, fun time we've had here with Quabbles. Charlie Quabbles. Word on the street also tells me that Charlie, you are a freestyle. You are also Charlie, some gangster rapper, because you are so multi talented that people don't know that side of you, Charlie. What will you do to this beat, man? The beat in the background, Quabbles. Yo, you're on the Daily G show, true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got ice in my veins,
yeah.
Blood in my eyes.
Hey,
yo. Charlie,
for more of Quabbles from Charlie, check him out on Instagram, Charlie. Yeah. He's doing some pretty, mm-hmm. pretty amazing stuff. How do you spell the Quabbles for those who don't know?
It's Quabbles.
Yeah, you can't miss it. So,
There's no other. There's no other.
He's the only Quabbles. There's no other, Charlie. There's no other.
Adam, let's buy.
Yeah.
Five song.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this episode of the Daily G Podcast, episode 2, Crushing It on Instagram. I was blessed to have Quabbles join me today. And you know what it is. We keep doing what we're doing. Catch you on the next episode. Daily G, I'm out.
Peace.
Yeah.
Boomski.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.